WKXW Trenton, WKXW HD. From New Jersey's most listened to station, New Jersey 101.5 News starts now.
It's 11 o'clock. I'm Jen Ursulo. Topping our report this hour, you won't be seeing much of Governor Murphy for a bit. The governor is voluntarily quarantining at home after two of his senior staff members tested positive for COVID-19. The governor found out Wednesday afternoon during an event at Camden County College that his deputy chief of staff, who he was in close contact with on Saturday, tested positive for the virus. The governor says he tested negative during a routine test on Monday.
If I was with someone Saturday night and you got tested Sunday morning, that doesn't really tell you a lot. You got to wait and see to make sure there wasn't anything incubating.
The governor was tested again Wednesday afternoon. That test also negative. Police have not made an arrest in the murder of two brothers in Trenton. The suspects fired multiple shots into the second story of the boy's home. An 8-year-old and his 16-year-old brother were struck by bullets and killed. But another brother, Antonio Perez, tells CBS Philly the shooting may have been, quote, karma because he hurt a lot of people, but did not elaborate on what he meant. Thousands of Jersey Shore ballots have been sent to the wrong place, and now the clock is ticking for those who have not received their ballots in the mail. Monmouth and Ocean officials say the problem could be a bad address, but the Asbury Park Press reports 12,000 ballots sent to Shore voters have been returned as undeliverable. Shore voters who have not received a mail-in ballot and still want to use one should request a ballot within the next few days. The Township of Edison has decided to extend outdoor dining throughout the end of the year to help bring in more diners during the pandemic. This according to an executive order signed by Mayor Thomas Lenke. Edison's executive order allows outdoor dining, which was set to expire on Halloween, and now it's going to the end of the year. Other towns have taken similar steps. In Hoboken, the city council voted to extend outdoor dining through December 31st, according to the New York Eater, and outdoor dining permits in Morristown have been pushed to November 1st. The University of Oxford says the late-stage trial of its COVID vaccine in Brazil will continue despite reports of a participant's death. The university won't comment on specifics, but says an independent review found no reason to be concerned about the safety of the trial. More trials are underway in the U.S. and U.K. to determine which vaccine is the safest and most effective. The average price for a gallon of gasoline in New Jersey is at $2.24, up from a penny a week ago and 5 cents higher than a month ago. But Robert Sinclair, senior manager of public affairs at AAA Northeast, says gas prices are 32 cents cheaper than a year ago because
people driving less because of the pandemic. We're also driving less because it's fall and we're using cheaper winter blends of gasoline, so all that helps.
The most expensive gas in New Jersey is in Cape May at $2.33 a gallon, the cheapest in Burke and Passaic at $2.19 a gallon. Get the latest Jersey news on your schedule on demand. Go to nj1015.com/podcast. Staying mild today with a mild and foggy night ahead. Chief Meteorologist Dan Zarrow's complete forecast is coming up. New Jersey fast traffic in 1 minute.
Hey, it's
New Jersey 101.5 News Time, 11:09. Now New Jersey 101.5 instant weather.
Another morning in the fog here across New Jersey. Conditions are improving now, and we should see the sun break out through this afternoon. High temperatures on the mild side for one more day, topping out around the mid-70s. Tonight, partly cloudy with fog likely again. Lows fall to around 60, and tomorrow will be mostly cloudy with a few sprinkles. It'll be a bit cooler, especially along the coast, with highs in the upper 60s to lower 70s. Saturday will start okay. Highs lower 70s, then turning breezy with an afternoon shower chance, and Sunday turns much cooler, cloudy, and showery, with highs only in the mid-50s. I'm Chief Meteorologist Dan Zarrow.
Right now, Newton 63 degrees, Cherry Hill 65, Elizabeth 66. Download our mobile app for breaking traffic, weather, and news alerts sent to your smartphone. It's free from New Jersey 101.5. New Jersey.